brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the 22nd day of January 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And we do have a guest who's going to be joining us a little bit later in the broadcast. In fact, several guests. I'll tell you about that information coming up in the second segment here today. More about why Max Keiser is going to be joining us. And also Lloyd Chapman popping in. Obama is considering shutting down the Federal Small Business Bureau. Just amazing information. I mean, why even have it there? They already don't give the contracts to small businesses anyways. So we're going to get a quick update on that continued destruction of our economy while telling the public the government's doing everything it can to get the economy going. The name of the game is economic domination. That's how we're being dominated. But the globalists want to back that up with a physical domination. Sometimes I take off for 3 or 4 days and the so-called vacation turns into more work than just, you know, staying at home. But I was able to take off 3 days and go down to Big Bend, where I hadn't been in decades, down on the Texas-Mexico border in southwest Texas. Very romantic scenery. The desert speaks to a man's soul, I guess, just as the sea does. And I just had a lot of epiphanies, clarification. It's good to slow down sometimes. And every time I do slow down, I realize how much I do need to take a pit stop. Just because then I'm more focused and more clear. And it's the same for everybody, but I feel completely rejuvenated. And it's probably the high mountain air and hiking up mountains and getting in the hot springs, the natural hot springs there by the Rio Grande, and watching the Mexican ranchers ride around on their horses, look like right across the border, look like something right out of a Western. Just very romantic scenery. And, of course, public school educated people will think romantic means just like you take your wife and do something romantic. No, I mean, romantic if you, for some people out there who I know don't know what I mean by it, because sometimes I get emails when I talk about something being romantic. Romantic, the romantic novels, or people in ships in storms, or astronauts going to the moon is romantic, or beautiful scenery, or things that stir the heart and the soul, that's romantic, and just very, very good for the soul. Also, there's no Wi-Fi there, and cell phones don't work anywhere but up close to the top of mountains. I'd have to get up on a, you know, high up on a mountain and sit there and transmit with my cell phones the two videos I did shoot while I was there, you know, to the town 30 miles away at night with the little blinking lights far away, line of sight, just amazing technology. I'm going to attempt to get into all of the news when we come back, and it's just more of the same, more confirmation of just how much trouble we're in, but more facets of the enemy as more detail is filled in as it gets closer and closer. In fact, in many cases, the tyranny's not close anymore. It's sitting on top of us, spitting in our faces. It is all over even mainstream news that Western governments are really running the al-Qaeda groups in Africa, who are blowing up chemical plants and taking hostages and things like that. The Afrikan invasion was set up 4 years ago, even before Obama was put into office 4.5 years ago. And that's why he's the black face, so they can sell that. So the left won't say anything because, I mean, he's black. It must be okay. And they just use that as an emotional cover for what they're doing, but it's pretty amazing. Headline, London Independent, terror in North Africa. Are Westerners pulling the strings? And the French, the U.S., and others are already in place there, but now they're invading en masse. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
No. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones. I am a defender of liberty. I am very upset about the tyrants that are taking over our planet. And I am very disgusted by their open attacks on all of our basic liberties, not just the Second Amendment. And that's why I'm on air, to try to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere to defend their freedoms that were hard fought and hard won by our forebears. Now, remember, the United States geographically is really a small country. And we've only been 5% of the world's population, roughly, in the last 100 years. Those numbers have stayed about steady. We're currently about 5.5% of the world's population. But we had half of the world's wealth. Half of the world's wealth. And now we're losing that wealth. Why did 5% of the world's population have half the wealth? Because we kicked the royalty out. We kicked the monopolies out. We kicked the power combines out, who always take over and always seek to make everyone else poor and dependent. And then incredible poverty always follows. That is what these oligarchs do. That's what they set up in the Mesoamerican kingdoms, in Central and South America and Southern North America, the Aztecs, the Toltecs, the whole Mayan culture. That's what the ancient Babylonians established. It's what the Egyptians established. It's what the Romans established. It's what every other culture establishes, a form of feudalism. It is not an accident that they're trying to make us poor. This is a designed, global, engineered program. All right, I have got so much news that I want to cover here today since I was out Friday, Sunday, and Monday. And I want to just thank Paul Joseph Watson and, of course, Mike Adams, Rappaport, and others, and the crew. They all did a great job driving back from Big Ben yesterday when I was able to get internet. I tuned into the iPhone app and listened to large portions of Friday's transmission, and just amazing information with Mike Adams on that broadcast. And obviously I called in on Thursday's or Friday's show myself. But there is just so much to cover. And so let me just go over some of the headlines that we're going to be talking about here today. Nobel Prize nominee Obama asks military leaders if they will fire on U.S. citizens. Shock claim purported to come from one of America's foremost military heroes. And Paul then links to the Army training manual from 2010, where they have begun to openly train to take on American gun owners and confiscate our firearms. That training predates that, but now it's public. My point is, why even go with the claim, even though we're tracking down this individual to get him on? It's all right there out in the open already. That's what Homeland Security is a system to wage war against American gun owners. So we're going to be going over that report. Also, Obama's inaugural address, Second Amendment is obsolete. He says that when the times change, so must we. I guess we're going back to ancient Rome where slaves were disarmed. So we've got that report. CNN Communist Network trying to shove gun control down our throats. We're going to go over some of that new push. And some more good news, CBS News reporting, Missouri sheriffs, a whole bunch of them, pledge not to enforce Obama's gun control laws, saying they're unconstitutional. That's also being reported by NBC. We now have Texas sheriffs coming out and saying the same thing. So it is spreading. You see, the sheriff is a constitutional office, and sheriffs are elected representatives. And sheriffs in an emergency are the head honcho in the county. They can actually declare martial law. But instead, you've got the federal government trying to dissolve sheriffs through the states, trying to offer money if the counties and if the cities will get together and either get rid of the sheriff outright, or if they can't do that, make them unelected and a creature of the system. We're going to be going over that report today. And then coming up after I've had a chance to get into the Second Amendment attack, the latest developments there and the economy, we're going to cover the London Independent and several other mainstream articles. Terror in North Africa. Are Westerners pulling strings? And the Algerian prime minister has come out and said, basically, these are white commandos commanding a bunch of jihadis, taking people hostage and blowing things up. And then the West gets to go in and invade. The commandos pull out, and the West then attacks empty facilities, but then gets to occupy in the name of defeating an enemy. And that's what Al-Qaeda has always been. It's a simulant that the globalists have attack or take the blame for an attack that's actually carried out by Western powers, the criminal elements that run us. And then you have the excuse to invade and take over the region. And every African country has either had U.S. troops or NATO troops under AFRICOM added to it, or they've built up on the borders of those countries. And, of course, we told you in Obama deception at length that there would be a major invasion of Africa to take over all of the natural resources not already controlled by the West. And it is neocolonialism. But remember, you don't get the stolen goods. The stolen goods are used to be shipped to China to be produced there under a monopoly deal where the West gets the rare earths and gives it to China, and then they use that to deindustrialize the West. So a lot of good old boys go, well, you know what, let's go take it from the Africans, or let's go take the oil from the Muslims. And that's actually used to increase prices. In fact, if you go back to 1990, the real reason the UN and the U.S. was mad at Saddam, who had worked for the, quote, United States in attacking Iran, and who was actually put into power by the CIA, that's all declassified congressional hearings on record. He was actually a CIA-trained assassin when he was in his 20s, and then the U.S. helped install a new government. He became the head of security. Then he helped run a Western-backed coup in 79, and then he was told, go ahead and attack Iran, and given upwards of $40 billion. And Saddam then wanted to become independent, kind of like Hosni Mubarak, another puppet in Egypt. And he actually wanted to build up Iraq. You can say what you want about him, but he did. Women got to go to university. They put rock and roll music on the radio, Playboy in the stores, and I'm not even saying that's a good thing, but you know, it was freedom, certainly. I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to get Playboy or rock and roll. My point is that they westernized and they became very wealthy, and he stopped all the ethnic fighting that was going on. And so they set Saddam up and told him, go ahead and invade Kuwait. We're not going to get involved. You're our ally. We don't get involved in inter-Arab affairs. That had been his cue 8 years before to attack Iran in the 7-year Iran-Iraq war. So he went along with that. See, here's the problem with each article. Each little point, I said I'd get to this later, turns into a whole larger story of what's happening. And what's crazy is this is all publicly admitted. It's just not generally known. Just like the general public does not know the three branches of government or does not know what sodium chloride is. That's why in most surveys they say ban it. It's, of course, salt or hydrogen dioxide. Most people in surveys say ban that because it sounds scary. It's water. The people perish for lack of knowledge. The truth will set you free. Knowledge is power. All of those maxims are so true and so central. It's why I restate them. So my point is, getting back to, you don't get the goods of the spoils. Saddam's big crime in 1990 and 1991 was he was paying off his $40 billion debt. And he was doing it by flooding the market with oil. And if you'll remember, I mean, gas was something like, what was gas prices pre-war? It was something like 50 cents, just a ridiculous number. You could pull that number up. I know it was way under a dollar. Now, yeah, 60 cents. Double check that, though. I know your memory's right, mine's right. Yeah, it was like 60, 65 cents pre-Desert Shield. Then it jacked up to $1.50 or something. And again, the good old boys are like, get that oil! Get them Arabs oil! Ever gonna get it? Oh, you got it, all right. Saddam was flooding the market in the free market with oil to pay off his debts. OPEC went completely ape. It was all over the Wall Street Journal. I was even reading it at the time. You know, I was in high school. And I remember watching the news because I was into CNN and C-SPAN. And I mean, I was following it. And I remember that. I remember that gas was 55, 60, 65 cents, depending on where you lived. And then it shot way over $1.50 once the war or even once the Desert Shield started. But my point is, now you pay, you know, close to $4 in many areas. So let me explain something. When our troops go and back up other groups to take over and destabilize African countries, and when all this happens, you're not going to get any of the goods. You pay to get the bankers, the resources, and then they all use it to leverage the market, to consolidate and destroy the market, because they're in an act of economic scorched earth total takeover. So we have these articles where, as we told you, they're using Al-Qaeda to attack all over Africa. And then the U.S. military and NATO and the French and the rest of them go in there under the cover of AFRICOM, invading the whole place. And even the African leaders are going, these are blonde-haired, blue-eyed men with English accents. They are attacking. No, we do not want you. You are doing it. No. Oh, no, we're invading because Al-Qaeda took U.S. citizens hostage. And the whole thing is a theater deal. And that happened with the invasion of Panama. Remember that? That turned out that was all staged. There were no hostages at the university. Same deal. This is purely manufactured everywhere. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In the last segment and said Saddam Hussein's big crime was that he was overpumping oil in 1990 to pay off his debts to the West, and they were telling him, OPEC and the West was saying, stop doing that, you're making oil prices too low, we want to gouge people, and he said, no, I'm going to pay my debts off. First he said, well, then forgive my debts or cut them. I want to be a sovereign country. And they said, no, you're going to be under globalist control. Again, we're conquered by these foreign international megabanks. Foreign isn't even the word. Global outside-the-law mafias who brag that they've conquered us. And they'll go put people like Saddam in or Hosni Mubarak and then later set them up and bring them down to destabilize the country, to have a civil war, to destroy its economy so they can come in and buy it up for pennies on the dollar. And it's in the IMF World Bank documents that got released when Joseph Stiglitz quit the World Bank in 2002. Now, 10 plus years ago, hard to believe time is flying that fast. See, that's why I'm frustrated. I know how cold-blooded the globalists are. I mean, these are military financial conquerors. These are hardcore, systematic, mechanized corporate criminals who hate the free market and want a global monopoly run by them. And then I've got to sit there and watch Joe Biden on TV going, we can't let one more child die, not one more. And then that way, when one more gets killed by a gun, see another one. See, it's your fault. Putting that guilt on us. Well, how about just never be born then? Never drive a car. Never have emotions. Well, that's their goal for the general public, is to turn us into biological androids. To turn us, under the New Freedom Initiative, into a bunch of drugged out zombies. And that's only in the interim phase, while we're being phased out, as the establishment goes to robotics and automation. And that's their words. Whether that really works or not, whether this plan actually will succeed, people think, oh, man, you know, you claim this is happening. This is not my claim. This is the establishment. All they talk about, their 100-plus-year plan that they're following. And let me tell you, it leads to a very horrible place. See, I'm not telling you what I think is going to happen. I'm not – fans think I'm super smart and that, man, how does he keep knowing what's going to happen? And then my detractors think I'm up here like writing science fiction on the air, telling you what I imagine is going to happen because it's so fantastical. And it's neither one. I've read hundreds of books and probably over 1,000 different white papers put out by the CFR, put out by the Club of Rome. You say, where are they? What is the endgame.com? Has a bibliography on that film. Great place to start. Watch my films. I make a claim. I show you the bill. I show you the document. I go to the UT library and get the Club of Rome publication, 1966. I show you where they say they're going to end the family. I show you where they say they're going to break down all of society and make us basically drugged up, brainwashed idiots before they release the controlled bioplagues and wipe almost all of us out. I show you the training videos they show kids in the UK about the Plandopolis, and people watch it who aren't children and think this is a satirical joke of a futuristic police state, the Plandopolis. It's not. It's an association with mainstream television and newspapers and the British government putting out videos for kids where mommy's the boss, robots tell you what you can do, daddy's a joke, and no one's allowed to go outside without government authorization, and you never get meat anymore, and you live in giant compact cities, and anybody else that won't lives in these giant urban-controlled slums where drones surveil everyone. And you go, well, that's the 1970s Judge Dredd. Judge Dredd is only writing about what the globalists actually plan. You see, that's what you've got to get, folks, is that it's not art that life is then imitating. It is life that art is imitating. And it's so frustrating that these globalists want to take us to this ugly place, are doing everything they can to hurt us, and then I've got to sit there and see Time Magazine, The Gunfighters, and on the cover of it, it shows Biden, Bloomberg, and post-shooting victim Giffords. And you know, what's interesting is she was pro-gun before she got, and she pretty much still is. I don't know how they got her to be part of this. I guess she's been obviously injured, shot in the head. But the point is that, you know, oh, we're now going to, they're the gunfighters. They know there's that romantic idea of Americana and guns, so they turn it around. These are the gunfighters. They're trying to take your guns. Actually, they are arming themselves, the government is. They are buying 1.6 billion bullets. They are buying the armored vehicles. They are training to make war against us while collapsing the society. They are the gunfighters. They're coming with the guns. They're wearing the black hats. Not Giffords the puppet, but the other two. Certainly, Bloomberg is the chief leader for the foreign banks in Wall Street to dominate and disarm us so we can be fully occupied. These are conquerors.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I was trained in firearms. I carried a concealed weapon. I made the determination that if somebody was going to try to take me out, I was going to take them with me.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, we're going to get to a clip coming up in a little while of Obama saying basically abolish the Second Amendment. And the article on the text is up at InfoWars.com. But if you're a radio listener, I'm looking at the cover of Time magazine, The Gunfighters. Can a billionaire, a vice president, and a shooting survivor stop the violence? Now imagine, human violence has never stopped. If they really wanted to stop the violence, Obama would have said serotonin reuptake inhibitors and other psychotropics have been involved in 99% of these mass shootings. And he would go on to say guns are good. We've seen a 49% in the last 20 years, FBI statistics from the local governments, very accurate numbers. That's why they hide them. 49% drop in crimes using guns. 21% drop in the same period on overall violent crime. We've shown you those numbers at nauseam. Go to FBI.gov and just go into it. There's thousands of pages. It'll blow you away. All compiled locally. Very accurate numbers. Murders, muggings, carjackings, you name it. I mean, imagine the level of this hoax. Imagine the level of what we're talking about. Can they stop the violence? And you notice they all keep saying, we can never have one more child shot. I mean, that's ridiculous. Never have one more child die in a car wreck. One more child drowned. I mean, the number's like 15-something times drowned every year would die from guns. We're going to ban swimming pools, going to ban showers, going to ban... People fall every day in every... I mean, it's more probably every hour. I mean, the number is in the tens of thousands every year, falling and hitting their heads in the bathtub and dying. But again, they emotionalize it, they hype it, they stand on the graves of the children. Obama uses the children like human shields to sell his agenda and says, I'll get it done for you. It is over the top. That's why I get so angry. But they're targeting well-meaning, dumbed-down Americans that, like, come on, you care about the kids, right? Let's take the guns for them. Oh, I guess you're right. But Bill Clinton came out over the weekend, I think we have a video clip up at InfoWars.com, saying, don't trivialize the gun culture. These people are hard to beat, and they're getting mobilized. Because we understand it's the final straw. It's the bellwether. It's the canary in the coal mine. It shows the system is going for broke. Absolutely going for broke. In a big way. On every front. And, of course, they're going after our liberties on every front. And our forebears warned us about this over and over again. And history has shown in other nations what this means. That's why it's such a big deal. And while they want to control the debate, they're not controlling the debate. And this is how wars happen, because we're committed to our cause, they're committed to theirs. That's why I want to talk to those in the middle, the police and military, and say to you, you're being trained to take our guns. That's now public. You're being trained that veterans and gun owners and George Washington are bad guys. That's public now as well. Think of how otherworldly and ridiculous that is and how absurdist, but it's really happening. Because they have to demonize us ahead of this civil war they want to start. And that's what Homeland Security... I saw an article yesterday. Aaron Dykes covered it. So did David Ortiz on the news. Where they said, oh, nationwide they're going to put gunshot detectors up for Homeland Security to detect shooters. And I went and looked it up. And sure enough, it's microphones. See, oh, we're going to spy on you because of guns. But we're listening to you as well. Everybody's got to go get a psychiatric evaluation, and the government will decide if you're mentally ill. And by the way, it's mentally ill to want to own a gun. Notice you hear that. And gun owners are Nazis, and gun owners are Klan members, and gun owners help kill the kids at Sandy Hook, and gun owners are scum, and gun owners are trash, and gun owners are filth. I mean, you're seeing Bob Schaefer. We defeated Hitler. We can defeat the gun owners. CBS News. And a normal, informed person goes, man, that's discrediting. Not if we don't resist it and say, how dare you? They will normalize the idea that we are criminals inherently because we own guns. I mean, that tells you how bad these people are. That every FEMA training manual, and I've got video of it in Road to Tyranny, it's online. They go and tell police, and police have called in, you've heard them. Yeah, no, we get sent to training, especially the officers. You know, the sergeants sent up, where they sit around for 3 days, they send them off to these resorts, and the feds come in. And they sit there and badmouth America and tell them how bad America is. I mean, you know, there's the enemy right there. Imagine a movie where, you know, the feds call in the cops and go, the founding fathers are bad, guns are bad, families are bad. You can't trust people that talk about wanting sovereignty. They're the enemy. We've got a train to take their guns. I mean, right there, folks, is the bad guy. Right there is the foreign operative. I mean, it's so over the top, but that's how tyrannies are. Joseph Goebbels, Nazi propaganda minister, and I've read many of his writings, said over and over again, and he admired Edward Bernays, U.S. propagandist, but admired him but wanted to kill him. It was declassified. They had plans that when they took the U.S. by having a occupy government, like you don't just come have the French stand down. You don't just have the Americans stand down. They were going to have a deal with an American government with Senator Bush, Prescott Bush. This came out in the McCormick-Dickstein hearings. You can read the congressional record. They were going to have him and others led by Smedley Butler as the president, the two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, two-star general who had, you know, very high approval ratings, they were going to have him as the new dictator. And he said, listen, I'm not going to do that and help stop it. But it was so incredible, it would have brought the whole system down. So they shut it down and nobody went to jail except German spies who were actually German. Again, this is history. When you know this, there's no going back. That's how the bankers have taken over, is with collaborators. But it's a corporate takeover. They've gotten very sophisticated. The British Empire in the last 100 years started losing militarily. So they said, we'll go into the U.S., we'll set up the CFR, we'll take over their government, not for the British people, the British corporate imperial model. After World War I, they said, we can't beat the Germans. They've got all the science, all the technology. They called it the German problem in their newspapers. And Lord Milner said, this was in public newspapers, he said, we need to fund radicals in Germany, help them basically have a civil war, which Germany had in the streets. We'll put radicals in, and then we'll destroy them. We'll give them weapons, encourage them to attack Europe. After they wreck Europe, we'll then take over. This is all, go look it up. It was in the cover, the front page of the Times of London. I've read it. The online scans. This was in all our newspapers at the time. Just like they put Saddam in, just like they create Al-Qaeda, just like they're trying to radicalize the militias and get us, led by feds inside militias, to start an offensive fight. They tried to start a civil war in 1993, and then again in 95, but the police wouldn't go along with it, so they couldn't fully carry it out. That's why they're trying to federalize. See, they know what they're doing. Again, I had family who were colonels and people in the Confederacy. But that doesn't mean that I was for the Confederacy. The Confederacy was a tyranny, but so was Lincoln. See, it's not that one side was good, one side was bad. The South was wronged on tariffs that ripped off the South and not the North. Tariffs on agricultural goods, not on finished goods, not on industrial goods. The taxes were wrong. There's a lot of stuff went on. But the point, and of course, Lincoln was a tyrant. But he believed he was doing good. The British came in and publicly financed the South to and of course, the North went along with the manipulation and started the war with the South. Again, the problem is it's all history. If you just knew history, folks, you'd understand how this works. Now, Obama is different. He's not like Lincoln, who was just trying to maintain control and went to tyranny, and then did. And of course, then Lincoln didn't want to abuse the South with Reconstruction, so they killed him because they wanted the very same interest, wanted to loot the South. The globalists want crime. The globalists want control. The globalists want chaos, and they want a civil war in this country. And Ron Paul agrees with me; they will cause a civil war when they come for the guns. It's guaranteed, and they know that. And the only way to stop them is to go, look, we know you want to start a civil war. We know you're foreign occupiers. We know what you're doing. We know you're illegitimate, like the Vichy French. Again, they didn't want to tell people in our history books that the French, see, everybody says the French gave up in 2 weeks. There was only a few army groups that fought back in the French. 90%+ stood down and became the new Vichy French government, run out of Vichy France. It was only the British that really fought, a small expeditionary group that then ran to Dunkirk, and you had the famous evacuation. And Hitler still had a treaty with England that he thought they were going to follow to divide up Europe with him. That's how they set him up. So Albert Speer, the vice Führer, the vice president, flew over and parachuted in to meet with the Lord who'd made the agreement with him. That's why they locked him up in the Tower of London, never letting him talk to the media until he died. Oh, you didn't know about the treaty England had with Hitler? See, folks, this is all on the record, but they won't put it on History Channel. They put some of it on there. Our government put Mao Zedong into power, now declassified. John Birch Society said that in the 50s, declassified 6 years ago, on History Channel. Talking to the ancient CIA section chief about putting Mao in 49. Of course, But you can't tell Americans that, so you act like you're not friends until the 70s when Ambassador Bush is sent over to make the deal. Then they use the Chinese slaves to leverage out the West and deindustrialize us, consolidating power again. And it's understanding all of this that will help us beat these globalists. And so that's why people are like, come on, Alex, don't you want some sensible gun control? Why don't you come part way? Yeah, they always want us to give in something, and then we never give anything to them. They try to act reasonable all day. These are craven gangsters and their dupes who are coming after us. And so I get mobilized. I get angry. I get upset. It is not my wish to be up here at the tip of the spear. It is not a very safe position to be in, but there is no future if we don't beat these people. Let's go to some of these clips, and then I'm going to premiere an amazing special report put together by Aaron Dykes and crew, Founding Fathers Battle Globalists from the Grave. We're going to premiere this special report here on air that everyone needs to see. It hasn't been uploaded to YouTube in high res yet. I'm going to have it uploaded to the Alex Jones channel as soon as we can in high res. There's a medium res version out there, but I want to promote the high res one because it's such an important report, and make it the featured video as soon as it's available. But I've told you many times before this new Piers Morgan thing happened that every time I'm at the DNC covering an event, or every time I'm covering anarchists hired by the police, every time I'm at a so-called liberal event, when the camera's off, they'll come over and grab me by the arm, hoping I do something so the cops can arrest me. I mean, we've caught the police working with the anarchists countless times, and it's been on record in Denver and other places they do this. And they'll tell me, they go, when we take over, you're dead. And I'll go, so you're here with the police. You'll see the cops watching 10 feet away. And they'll go, yeah, you bet we are, you punk. I've even had them punch me in the back, and then I turn around and see the cops waiting. And then I know to control myself. And Mike Hansen even caught some of this on tape at the It was at the Forbes meeting, I guess, back in 99 here in Austin. But the point is I've told you about this. And you've also heard the, quote, Democrats talk about how, you know, I want to kill this person, I want to kill that person, Alec Baldwin and others. I've actually been at the cocktail parties with these people occasionally when I got invited into things when I was against Bush, not because I'm a socialist, but because Bush was doing some bad things. They were so politically tribal that I would get invited in Austin and New York and L.A. to cocktail parties with famous designers and Hollywood folks. And they sit around talking about how they want to kill conservatives and how disgusting the family is. I mean, this is what goes on with these people. And so when I got there, and then the day after I was on Piers Morgan, they had Piers Morgan and two of his guests talk about how I need to be shot and killed, and how Piers Morgan will dress up in a uniform to do it. I mean, only a criminal psychology would come up with that. Yes, you'll wear a uniform. He's like, yes, I'll put on a uniform when I do it. And you know, it's the model, you know, daughter of the Ambassador Huntsman, along with the Daily Beast writer and Piers Morgan, Buzz Bissinger, talking about, oh, you'll wear a uniform, you do it. Yeah, yeah. I mean, folks, when you know criminology, it's like, whoa, fantasizing about dressing up in uniforms. See, it's the state's their power. They step into the state, and then it gives them all this power. And then we found another clip that's up at Infowars.com, a Paul Watson article, Piers Morgan used machine guns to take out critics. And then we get the Weatherman videos, and this was confirmed in federal court, and many of them pled guilty to this. They're in meetings saying, we're going to take over, put 50 million in camps, kill 25 mil, and they lick their stinking lips, folks. These are psychopaths. These are fantasy killers because they're weak. These people are sheltered. Sheltered, it's been proven historically, and Victor Hugo wrote about it, prosperity makes monsters, adversity makes men. He actually said, adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. I flipped his quote. And it's true. These people, that's why cultures like Rome at the end, where the emperors were so decadent and disconnected from reality, were like, kill him, kill them, you know, kill. Because they're just spoiled brats. And to them, it's real sexy to talk about killing somebody. And that's why elites always get so decadent and sick. So here's Piers Morgan the first time talking about how they want to kill me, and then we found a new clip, how they want to kill all of us. See, they want to kill you. You have to understand, they want to kill you and then rape your wife. Not these people specifically individually, but that's where this leads. That's what tyrants end up doing. Here it is.
Yeah, but what do you need a semi-automatic weapon for? The only reason I think you need it is, Pierce, challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
All right, that's enough. And then Pierce goes, yeah, I'll wear my brother's uniform. So again, these guys are low-level minions. They just fantasize about shooting me. But the higher-level ones, not these little guys, but history shows, they want to burn cities, loot, take over. Let's go out to break with this next Piers Morgan clip. Here he is talking about killing all of us. Here it is.
Trini and in his like, All on Britain's Got Talent, they all do the respective kind of things that they're supposed to be famous for. You know, lots of perhaps ranting about green credentials. There's lots of sarky jokes, Trini, talking about what you guys are wearing. How do you mark them? How do you scale them? What would you
What I'd do is I'd replace the buzzers with a machine gun. And just take them all out and do the public a massive favour. What I'd do is I'd replace the buzzers with a machine gun and just take them all out and do the public a massive favour.
There you go. Now again, Piers Morgan himself, I was saying not his guest, but Piers Morgan, mass death. And he's dead serious, and he's biting his lip, and he's getting excited. And that's why physically when I was around him, I got very angry at a primitive level. That's why I challenged him. I mean, I was like, you think you're tough, buddy? I want to be the champion of liberty. I'll stand against you. I know who you are. I know who you are. You rapacious would-be mass murderer.
If you've ever wanted one of our best-selling generators, but were waiting for an offer so crazy you couldn't refuse, then you're not going to want to miss this exciting message. Here's why. Our solar generators provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce electricity from the sun. So when the lights go out, you'll always have the power you need. Now, here's the best part. Every year, we accumulate a few solar generators that we just can't sell as new. We put them in a special spot in our warehouse, and we discount them heavily at the end of each year. We call them scratch and dent units, but they're really just like new. Each unit comes with a full factory warranty and special bonuses you just won't believe. Don't wait, they go fast. Go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com. For the craziest offer we've ever made, go to scratchanddentsolar.com, that's scratchanddentsolar.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Why they used to grow food in Kansas? Then they wanna roll on the moon and eat it raw. I can
This world is a little bit violent, but I guess that's better than something.
And a man's gonna do what a man's gotta do. Look, here's the bottom line, folks. If you act like a nation of sheep, if you act like a nation cowering the government, even if there's good people in government, they will be replaced by people looking to dominate sheep. And that process has been going on. That's why great nations that had a lot of freedom, it takes a long time for them to get rid of the old culture of freedom, the old culture of being honorable. And again, if I could give a brain transplant or like a Vulcan mind meld with all Americans or all people in the world and just let them see what I've seen, like the new Star Trek movie that came out, if I could just say, here's what I just saw, and have you see all the quotes and all the things and them grabbing my arm and, hey, what's going on? We're going to kill you when we take over. You know that. And the first time it happens, you're like, man, who are you? I'm with them, and we're taking over soon. It'll be our time. And it's always some weird little wimp who would never face you except they've got the cops there from the special unit. Not the general cops, but the special event unit, ready to set you up. Their power is because they're a gang of bullies lined up. And then you go to the next event, and they come over and tell you they're going to kill you. And I've even caught it on tape where the communists are in New York, and they say, we're going to kill you. It's in my film, Martial Law. And I'm like, you're going to kill me? And they're like, yeah, we're going to kill all of you. When we take over, we're going to kill you. And see, it's not, folks, when this is probably, I don't want to exaggerate, probably 15 times I've had them tell me in person they're going to kill me. And then now they get on the news and say they're going to kill me. I hope his kids don't get killed. Hope he doesn't get that call some night. And Piers, they cut to Piers and he goes, yes, of course. And I'm like, oh, that body language didn't look good. My wife's like, that's really creepy. That's a threat. And I'm like, I'm not sure, but it looked like it. My kids, who normally don't scare easy, are like, they're going to kill us. I'm like, no. And then 5 minutes later, yeah, we ought to kill Alex. Yeah, we'll dress up in uniforms and do it. People are like, oh, it's just a joke. And then we cut to a chilling clip of him in England going, the answer is just to kill all the gun owners. Line them up and kill them with guns. Machine gun them. I mean, look. You don't have to believe me, those of you that haven't studied history. If you knew history, you'd know how right I was. Okay? You'd be having chills right now. These are abusive, hot tyrants. You have cold wars, you have hot wars. This is a flaming volcano of meanness, of viciousness. The journey is the destination for them. That's like Lenin. In many towns, they killed 50%. The NKVD documents were declassified a few decades ago. They'd say, sir, we've killed about half the population, sent the other quarter to gulags, slave labor, 1,000 miles away. There's only a small percentage of people left now, and we need them to basically supply us with food and be our servants. He'd say, nope, kill them. And they'd say, why, sir? And he wrote orders, more blood. And they would say, and he'd say, and if you won't do it, I'm going to kill you. And then he would go into these things on the ground, flopping. Hitler did this too, chewing at the carpet. Just murder them, murder them. That's who they are.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.